Welcome, all you liars, infidels, and fools. My name is Haley.
And my name's Brandy. And we are Easy Killer.
Easy Killer.
Easy Killer. Hello, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And this podcast is sponsored by... no one.
Because we fucking suck.
We fucking suck bad.
Maybe someday.
One day we will be standing in line. Or no, that's wrong. That's wrong. What? We'll be doing something. I don't know. We're going
to have... standing in line to see the show tonight.
See, I got to stop fidgeting with stuff because I'll...
you do. Yeah, let me take this away from you.
I'll be over here flipping it around. So, tonight's episode is going to be about Darlie Routier. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
And she is the Texas mother who was accused, actually convicted, of being killing her two boys, Devin and Damon.
Yes. There's a lot of D names.
Yes.
Because I kept getting confused because her name's Darlie, Darren, obviously. Yeah. Darlie, Darren, Devin, Damon, and Drake is Drake is the youngest.
Yep. And I was stalking him on Instagram.
Drake, were you?
Yeah.
I was thinking about him earlier when I was like, I was doing some research and I was watching and she was like, yeah, I haven't gotten to hold him since he was 8 months old.
Yep.
And I was like, he's probably like in his 20s now. I was like, I wonder where he is. So he's on Instagram.
Yeah, and Facebook, and so's Darren. I looked them all up.
Really?
Yeah, I was creeping. And he must like women that looks like his mom because his girlfriend is blonde with big tits.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Does he ever like post about his mom? Or?
It's like his Facebook shut down. Like it's tight. You ain't getting into it. It's
what about his Instagram?
His same thing. He has to follow you or follow him.
Approve him or whatever.
But
yeah, approve you.
You get enough of a sense when you're looking on his Facebook and everything that, hey... you can see his pictures and damn, they go walking in the mountains, hiking. They be hiking a lot.
They go mountain hiking.
Even the dad, he looked kind of chunky in all the videos. And then when I seen him, I was like, shit, he's getting old, Darren. Mm-hmm. Darren's getting old.
He was never really like, I felt like she was too pretty for him.
Mm-hmm.
To be completely honest with you.
Well.
He had that 90s mohawk, that 90s mullet going on.
The good thing about this is that we really know this case. So, starting with Darlie, I didn't really do a whole bunch of background into Darren. I just know that Darlie's, first name was Darlie Lynn Peck. And then, of course, when she married Darren, she became Routier. But she's actually from, was born in, Pennsylvania.
Did you know that her mom's name is also Darlie?
Yes, that's the first time. I was like, damn.
She straight up named her baby after her.
Yeah, and her mom is
boss-ass
so sweet.
Bitch.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah, I felt really bad for her mom when I was watching a lot of interviews and stuff.
And her sister. She has a sister, too. So she was born January 4th of 1970.
I was going to say, that was 6 years before the crime happened.
Right. She was 6 years old when this happened. So she was born in Pennsylvania, and then I guess they moved to Texas. But how Darlie and Darren met was through her, Darlie the mother,
mm-hmm.
which is so confusing now that I say it. Darlie's mother, Darlie.
Just say Darlie's mother.
Darlie's mother.
She doesn't have to have a name.
Introduced them. At her work. I guess Darren was working there. He said, I heard you have a very beautiful daughter. And she was like, yes, I really do. And Darlie kind of reminds me of one of those 90 bombshell bitches. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm sorry. I was totally zoning out because, I literally just poured the last of this bottle
of
wine.
Did I drink that?
No, I did. I drank it. God damn it.
Wine and crime.
Fuck.
You know, I was going to do
that. I got two bottles.
Right.
Let me know when you're ready for a refill.
Maybe now.
Pop this other one open.
That fucking sound you made, I need to record that.
Oh, we can do that, but we'll have to wait for me to get this screw in first. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Quick detour. I was really shocked.
You guys must be new here if you don't know that we detour a lot.
Right.
But
get over it. Get over it or don't get over it.
Okay. So... that's how they met. And when he first seen her, he was like head over heels in love with her.
Yep.
Now, Darren, he was like the, what is it, like owner of the company? That, or he founded a company, a tech company. So they got rich really fast. Mm-hmm. Like they got married in 1988. And then they basically got pregnant with
Devin. Yep.
Like their honeymoon night.
Yeah, so they didn't, he was born in 89.
And I can just go back and think about how.
Put it close to the microphone.
I know. Yeah, y'all hear that? And that fucking motorcycle.
I didn't even tear off the foil. I'm so ratchet. It's
fine. What was it? Okay, so can you imagine? You know, you're getting married. You're beautiful.
Yep.
You're married.
I've been there before.
Right. Me too.
You get married. You're beautiful.
You're like, you know, this is it. I'm in so in love. So he's like building his company up. They get married, they go on a beautiful vacation, and they take a lot of vacations through the years. Like, that was one thing said in the trial. Like, I think people were just jealous of her, honestly.
Oh, yeah, but definitely. I'll get more into that when I talk about the jurors.
Right,
that exactly. were on that case, because them bitches were some haters.
Wasn't even letting her live her life.
Nope.
But this is what happened. So, they ended up fucking... You know, just being a happy man. And then, boom, she's having kids back to back. She ended up with three at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they moved to 5801 Eagle Drive in Rowlett, Texas. And what's crazy is this house was the biggest house almost in that neighborhood. I mean, it's fucking huge.
It was a pretty big house.
It was like one of those houses that you just roll up on and it's just massive in the corner and it's brick and it's fucking big. So they got that built. So his company was coming up. I mean, he was making pretty good money. So I'm still not sure if she got a boob job. Did she?
No, she did get a boob job. She did get a boob job? Yes, because I was going to say that because that's exactly what one of the jurors were talking about when they were talking about why they found her guilty. And they were like, she spent $2,000 on a boob job. Who spends $2,000 on a boob job? Like, a lot of people, actually. Yeah. A lot of more people than you know
get boob jobs.
Right. And now people get fake butts now.
Right.
I'd get a fake butt if I had the money.
I would, too.
I don't need a boob job, but I think I could use some...
I want a tummy tuck.
Yes, me too. And I don't know what a chin job. Yeah.
I have one of these bands back here that you suck your face up with, which I have it over there.
But I've seen the one and it's like you go like this.
Yeah, it just
or feels something. So I don't know.
It feels so weird.
I just need to stop eating Big Macs and shit.
Like carbs?
Yeah.
I can't help it. So, of course, Darlie didn't have no issue with eating, but I think she was kind of like insecure after she had Drake. Because she was on a ton of antihistamine, speed. Basically, you remember those Fen-Phen things?
You excuse may me, be sorry. I'm having a coughing attack. Fen-Phen.
It's like back in the day, they used to have these little... You go into the like grocery store or like little fucking store, corner store, and you would get like little mini thins. They're like mini, like little pick-me-ups.
Oh, mini thin. What kinda do
like
you
five
mean?
5-hour energies, but they were in a pill form. They're like they would kind of like speed you up. So it was like legal meth, basically.
Huh.
So you could just go in. My mom did that shit before she got on the hard drugs, but you just go in the store. So that's what she was on when all this shit went down because they tested her blood and she did have a good. As I was reading the discovery, this is beforehand. They found a lot of weed, you know, in her system, and she had, but back then in the 90s, it wasn't like how it was now, so people were thinking she was on all kind of shits, but we'll get to that in a minute. So, all her friends, all her family, all said that she was a doting mom, like, a great mom, never had
issues. That's what I've heard from a lot of people that I've...
Yeah.
Kids a lot of people that I've spoken to directly. No.
Right.
A lot of people that I've watched in interviews that knew her.
Yeah. She was very...
But yeah. It's kind of seemed like no one would have suspected what was to come.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I'm still on the fence. Maybe once I talk it out with you, I may...
I'm on the fence, too.
Maybe... We can help each other get to where we need to feel about. And maybe somebody else.
This case has stressed me out a lot the past few days.
Same.
Going back and forth with myself and being like, what the actual fuck happened?
Yeah, like, why it's killing the fuck? Me. Like, and then you're going over all these scenarios in your head. You're just like, Oh, my God. So she was 26 with three kids. Stay-at-home mom. Darren was gone all the time.
Fuck
she
that.
Was at home keeping a clean house. She was a team mom at everything. I mean, do you know how hard it is to do all that stuff? It's a lot.
No, because I don't have children.
It's a lot.
So I don't know.
I don't even do that shit.
But I can imagine. That's why you I don't have
to
have
be
kids.
On some kind of upper to do everything that those fucking moms do. That's why they steal their parent, their kids' Adderall. Because yep. they're fucking going a million miles a minute, sleeping 3 or 4 hours a night. They're not sleeping good. You're fucking, your entire, the first 7 years is fucking crazy. And she's right in the mix. I think her oldest one was six.
Mm-hmm. He was six, about to turn
yeah,
seven.
Yeah, he was about to turn seven. Oh, God. So, you know, that night they, it come to find out they were all downstairs, actually. And she decided, all of them were downstairs actually watching a movie, and then Darren and
then
the
he babe, went upstairs.
Darren and,
yes,
the
Drake.
Drake went mm-hmm. upstairs because Darlie was just having some issues sleeping every time. She said that every time that, you know, Drake would move, and that she would wake up instantly, but then other times she would, you know.
Like when she got stabbed.
Yeah, she slept.
Didn't wake up instantly.
But what I think is, and I can... I've had a child, a very newborn child, and I've had an older kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you kind of know subconsciously your older kid's fine and can take care of themselves. But the younger one, it's like in your brain, you just think, oh, God, I got to be there every second. Like, your kid can make all kind of noise. Your loud one to your oldest one in there, and you're going to think, ah, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the only way I can logical. I can like, give her some kind of, like, okay, I get that. But also, right. you got to think, taking, you know, smoking bud and smoking marijuana.
If she's on pills and stuff, too, yeah.
And she's all that, I can see how she slept through what's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's jump into the timeline of that night. So, they watch the movie. She decides to stay downstairs in the living room on the in their family room because it was a big ass house.
Yeah, I've never had a family room.
Me neither.
Can't relate.
I can't either.
I was talking to my husband the other day and I was like, you know, I've never lived in a house that has a more than one bathroom or B that had more than one floor.
I don't like the 2-3 floor thing.
Like, I have never.
That night, they were, you know, like any normal couple when you don't want to, like, go upstairs in your mansion and sleep in your bedroom.
You don't want to go upstairs in your mansion and sleep in your bedroom.
Because this, like, if this was me back in my day, when I was living in, like, a 2-bedroom, 1-bath duplex with, like, 7 other people, 8, 10 people, this house just had them in it. It was freaking huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fucking 3 stories, it looked like. They try to say 2 stories, but...
I bet it was 2 stories attic. With a basement or something.
Basement and attic, I think. Yeah. So, it had to be 4.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was huge. So, they go upstairs. Darren and Drake go upstairs. Darlie and the boys stay downstairs in the family room. And they doze off while watching TV. So at around, so this was on June 6th of 1996. So at 2:31 a.m., 911 received a call from a hysterical woman screaming, "My baby, my boys, they killed my babies. It was never he killed, she killed,
mm-hmm.
One killed, two killed. It was they." This is where I thought was strange. And you actually hear Darren come because Darren, mind you, is upstairs, and he said he heard a glass break, which kind of woke him up, and
yeah.
then he heard Darlie scream.
Screaming for him.
Yeah. Darren, or...
Or no, she was Devin. Screaming for Devin. She was
yeah,
screaming
she
Devin.
She was screaming, Devin, Devin,
yeah,
Devin.
Yeah.
So then he ran down the stairs, and when he did, that's when he comes upon a scene. So we're going to go into a Darlie story. Darlie said that she was laying on the couch, which... this is why I like video, so I can show these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I will put that up on the YouTube channel.
Maybe one day we can get really good at this and we'll be able to, like, insert
oh, I know how to
audio
do all
clips.
That. Oh, I know how to do it.
Oh, into, like, the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
I'm just working myself.
Okay.
So now that I got the equipment, I can actually do it.
Start,
it's
like figuring out how to...
Yep. So that's I'm in school for my BA for my social and criminal justice. I took 3 months break to jump hard and learn how to do this. So that way I can get it done. And if I'm giving myself to January, And if I'm not really where I want to be, I'm just going to go back to school. But I like this, so. All right. Darlie's laying on the fucking couch. She's asleep.
She's laying on the motherfucking couch.
So this is, she said what she remembers is that she woke up to Devin touching her right shoulder saying, "Mommy, Mommy." Mm-hmm. Now this was, mind you, that was her second story.
Yeah. Right? She had a few different versions.
It's changed.
I will say they didn't really change all that much.
And they also didn't check to see why she was so confused.
Right.
I think, let me just tell the story and then I'll tell you what I think. All right. So she's laying on the couch. She said that this is her story. She said that she was awoken by Damon and she heard him say, "Mommy, Mommy, Mommy." And she looks up, and when she does, she looks down by her feet and she sees a man walking away, like away from the couch,
mm-hmm.
like out of the family room.
Yeah.
So then I think if she did kill them, she don't remember it, because you ain't gonna steal for fucking this long. Gonna be like, or maybe she doesn't. She's just done played this role so long that she... She was a little bit narcissistic. So maybe in her eyes, she don't see that she did what she did. She could have blocked it out. That can happen.
Yeah. And let's talk about motive for a second.
Right.
Because
so they were going broke because they spent so much fucking money trying to be lost.
But like, I don't see
money being
a clear motive for this. And the reason why is because, okay, so Damon and Devin had about $5,000 a piece in life insurance.
I see Devin or Darren having more motive than anybody.
Which is, and Darlie had $200,000 life insurance policy.
Yeah.
And so in order for her to be trying to get money, if that was her money, because the prosecution said that she killed them to preserve her lavish lifestyle.
Right. Well, how's that going to help her?
So, $10,000 ain't shit.
So, wouldn't she go up there and kill him?
You can barely fucking bury your kids for $5,000 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing. Darren, that's husband, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get the D names mixed up.
Yeah.
Darren had an $800,000 life insurance policy.
On Darlie, ding, ding,
no,
ding.
No, this was his life insurance policy.
Oh, shit.
So if she was really gonna, like, if she was really after money and a lavish lifestyle, bitch would have killed her husband.
Or,
right?
She could have been trying to, but he woke up when she was down there staging the scene after killing her kids.
Why would she kill the kids, though?
Just to get rid of all of them.
But she wouldn't get rid of all of them because she left the baby. She still has the baby.
What I'm saying is what if, and this is people who's going to say this too, what if she was trying to do that but actually knocked the glass down? That would
didn't make it up there in time.
Didn't make it up there in time. He comes running down. Then she has to decide, time to fucking play this role.
That would be the only situation that I feel like that would, you know what I mean? Yeah. But other than that, it's kind of like.
Anything else is just like.
She had an eight, but like. This is another thing, right? $800,000 life insurance policy. If I'm like, okay, I'm going to fucking kill my husband and my kids and just start all over, but let's say my kids have $5,000 each on their head and my husband has $800,000, I'm going for him first.
Oh, he's getting a bullet.
He's getting overkilled.
Yeah, because...
You know what I mean?
That's exactly, yeah.
Like, I'm not, like... I wouldn't waste my time with trying to kill the kids first and then going upstairs to kill him. Because if he awoke to her trying to kill the kids, wouldn't he try to kill her or try to get her off of them?
Right.
So wouldn't you kill the adult first?
What if he witnessed her? You know, I did have a theory, and I know this might sound crazy, but what if when they were all down there, you know, watching TV, she flips her shit? She was also on medicine, like a phenamine or something like that, that kind of ups you and it gives you sleep deprivation and it makes you tired and it makes you just kind of like fucked up. What if she really fucking like snapped and lost it and he actually knows that she killed them, but he's just been protecting her?
Yeah.
I see him being that obsessed with her.
You think so?
I do. Because I think that he has Darren, or Devin, what's the, Drake? Yeah, he had Drake.
Drake is the baby, yeah.
Of course, that's his boys. Yes, I believe that. But, again, she was the one that took care of them all the time. I don't know. I guess that's me going back to thinking of every angle that I could play. Like, but then that kind of goes into shot that, you know, they had a certain time limit. Well, the moment they were stabbed, they were on a time limit.
I just don't think that, I don't think there's a motive because.
No, not for her.
Yeah, there's a motive for him.
There's definitely a motive for him.
I mean, if he would have been injured too, then maybe I could see that, but.
This is what I don't understand. It had to be, Darren was looking around to have somebody break into his house.
For insurance. Right. Yeah, to get the money. I remember that.
Because they were financially going down the fucking drain. Yeah. I mean, they had this huge-ass house. They were going on trips. Darlie liked her expensive lifestyle. They owed, like,
$10,000 in taxes.
Oh, my God, yeah. So, it was, I mean, he wasn't making enough money for them. But they were living well outside their fucking means. Well outside their means. So, and sometimes that can stress you out. I can see him being more stressed. And it said that she was stressed about finances too. But typically in those dynamics, especially in the 90s, it was the man that took care of everything.
Yeah.
Financially.
Really?
Yeah.
It was the opposite in my household.
Really?
My mom took care of everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. I would say
Is whenever you, like, I feel like everything kind of started to shift.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Maybe. But he was the one making the money. He was the one spending it, too.
Oh, well, she was spending it.
Oh, fuck yeah. She
had boob jobs. She had
dildos. That's another thing. She had all kind of dildos and Playboy or Playgirls, like naked men.
Ew, I don't understand that.
I don't understand. I look at women more than I would men. I know that sounds weird.
No, I think, yeah, as far as like
gross.
Visually.
I'm not going to buy a picture for a dick.
No.
You can get 74
I never understood like the whole Playgirl thing.
Me neither.
Like Playboy, I get it.
Yeah, I get that too.
But like.
The entire fucking.
Men just, I mean.
It's gross. It don't look. I mean, it's not gross. It's my husband. Like, I get that. I'm saying, like, I love my husband and his peace, member. But I'm saying, like, I never understood people just sending them out of joy. Here, look at this. Let me just flip this out on you and send you a picture of it.
Yeah, it's not visually pleasing.
You don't want to look at it in your inbox. Who the fuck would want to look at it in? And I never understood how women would be like, he has a nice butt. Why the fuck are you looking at his butt? This ain't like I look at girls' butts more than I do guys.
I don't look. Yeah, I will. I'm very guilty of looking.
I'm always looking at girls' butts. Like they walk by, I'm like, oh, damn, she got a fat ass.
Yeah.
Or sometimes
my favorite thing is whenever like me and my husband are at Walmart or whatever, and like a girl will walk by, and I'll be like, oh, she left her ass at home. Yeah, she like
we're just
have a, an
we're
ass.
Some pieces of shit. We're roasting people 24/7. That's what we do in our spare time. But I just feel like, I don't know, this case is so crazy. So, let's get to Darlie at the fucking funeral.
Oh, or the graveside birthday party. My favorite.
Which, for a while, like, for the most of the day, okay, let's just say that the cops didn't get us a warrant to do what they did. They bugged the gravesite thinking that Darlie would go and admit. Because that tells you right there, they didn't fucking know who did it. So they thought that somebody would do a grave site, you know, thing. So what if, they have a memorial that day, and then it's Devin's 7th birthday. And Devin loves Silly String. Like, they talk about it all a lot.
Yeah, they said that.
I don't think any kid loves Silly String as much as they were putting it out, but now they have to go with it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they also heard that, obviously, okay, it was Darlie's sister that brought the Silly String.
Oh, yeah.
To the memorial service. And she brought it because they said it was a tradition that every year on the boys' birthdays, they would sing them happy birthday. Okay. And while they were singing happy birthday, everybody would spray them with Silly String.
Oh, okay.
So they were trying to, I guess, somewhat like
make it,
keep that tradition going by bringing the Silly String. And I will say about the
video. I would do something weird. I don't know.
The video was, there was like, it was like a 1 minute like clip.
Yeah, of her not crying,
chewing gum, smiling, spraying silly string. But the whole video was 2 hours long.
Yeah.
That was the very end of it. Mm-hmm. And there, the whole entire service was, they said it was a very somber.
Very sad.
Sad. Like, so they took, she like, was grieving.
5 minutes of something and turned it into. Yes.
And they, and during her trial, they
played it nine times.
Played it nine different times. And they never played any other part of the video except for that one part. They played nine times.
Yeah.
Do you know what that's from?
What is that?
I don't always say that. It's from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, okay.
When the principal's looking and he said he's been absent nine times.
Yeah, now I remember.
Sorry, I always say that.
You're fine. And yeah, so eventually she gets convicted. This is in 97, a year. And who ever fucking heard of a death penalty case being done and over with in a year? Nobody. Okay. They slam butt, shut this bitch down, got her where they needed her, and convicted her. They were clapping, and even when she got sentenced to death, had no fucking taste and was up there like, yes,
high-fiving each other.
When there was reasonable doubt all over this motherfucker.
Well, and I heard this, I forget who it was that said it, but it was on this interview I was watching, and they said that whenever, like, after a guilty verdict is read, that the prosecution, they always, like, interview the prosecution and they ask them, like, their thoughts and stuff. And they say that usually, although there's no winners in this case, you know, hopefully justice was served, blah, 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 blah. But that's not the type of attitude they had when they were asked about it. They were like, we fucking got her, you know what I mean? Like, they were happy, like, and that's not...
No, it's not.
Because at the same time, like, yeah, you might be getting a fucking... You might be convicting a murderer, but at the same time,
you
like...
You don't know 100% sure.
That and, like, you're taking that person away from their family, too, you know?
Right. So, still to this day, I think she's still on death row to this day.
Yeah.
Just as early as 2018, they were sending off... they were trying to send off for a new trial. And they're waiting on DNA, but of course, COVID's slowing everything down. So here's some reasons why the cops and everybody, there's a big majority that really thinks that she murdered them. Lot of it.
Before you get into that, I want to say this one thing.
Okay.
Barbara Davis was the author of a book named Precious Angels.
Yeah.
Which was written about
case. Yep.
And she sat in on every single day of the trial.
Did you read that?
The book? No, I didn't read it.
If it ain't audio, I'm not getting it.
No, I didn't look for it, honestly. But so they say that she sat in on every single day of her trial and gathered all of her information for that book from what was presented in the trial.
Right.
And that from all the evidence presented from the prosecution, she was 100% beyond a reasonable doubt that Darlie killed her kids.
Right.
But after the book was written and the verdict was read and all that, she went back, into the court documents and looked through all the crime scene photos and all this stuff. And then she changed her mind.
Because she's seen those pictures.
Yeah.
Because, of course, yes, they was in there.
And now she believes she's innocent.
All that evidence would have had to be in there or there would have been a mistrial.
Mm-hmm.
All that evidence was in there, but they overloaded it, meaning they had so much evidence that, you know, you're not going to remember, you're not going to go through every single piece, which is silly as fuck, because I don't know why you wouldn't.
Right.
But when you're being sequestered away from your family, and you're just trying to get the fucking job done. So I think one, the whole jury process is crazy. I think that how are you expecting somebody to decide if life and death when you're taking them away from everybody, their families and everybody. So they're secluded, one, and there's no way that they can, socialize or do anything like that. So they're going to try to rush through a trial.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like it should be a different situation.
Well,
there.
And then they put so much emphasis on the video.
First degree murder, too.
Well, I'm talking about on the video of her at the gravesite with the silly string and all that, and they were like, this right here is proof enough that she's guilty. And it's not, because look, I'm going to compare this case to the Casey Anthony trial for a second.
Right.
Because there was this one video, and they basically, like, just convicted her off of how she acted from that video.
Right.
And it was like, okay, well, she was chewing gum, okay? So you can't fucking chew gum after your kid gets murdered. Like, right. you can't joke around. You can't, you know right. what I mean? Like, some people use humor to deal with pain. Things. Yep. Yeah. So that, and then you want to look over here at Casey Anthony, who's out fucking getting the best life, tattoos, and right. fucking dancing on bars and shit, and then she gets fucking acquitted.
Right.
The
right.
fuck?
And she actually fucking, we don't know, but I honestly we don't
know.
Think she...
I know.
You think she murdered... I don't think she murdered her intentionally.
Kaylee?
That's where they fucked up. I think that they... The problem with everything is... They use, okay, so you get one shot.
One opportunity
to prove that they...
Seize everything you ever wanted.
Yes. You get one fucking shot to get to prove first degree murder.
Yeah.
Or second degree murder, or third degree, or so and so. But just know, you're not going to get a death penalty case on anything below first, anything under first degree, and prove that it's first degree premeditated right. murder. It's in the... It's so fucking tricky how they do it. In their words, in their everything on how they need to... it's verbatim. Words verbatim. You have to prove beyond reasonable doubt that you believe that Darlie Rotier murdered her kids in cold blood, premeditated, the night of June 6, 1969. And that's what you have to prove. That's what they thought they was proving. 1996. Yeah, 1996.
You said 1969.
Oh, see, 1996. but you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So they hold that weight of those words.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in some instances, in some trials, people have went in with first degree. And if they couldn't prove first degree, they acquitted it.
Yeah.
And then they're fucked because they really believe they murdered somebody,
but they don't believe it was first
degree. Now, yeah. in some cases, you can go in and they say, well, we don't believe in first degree, but we want to do another charge. And some of those cases, I don't know the name of them yet, but you can, some jurors can do that. And another thing is you can also request a trial by judge where you don't have jurors. And sometimes, yeah. in some cases, it's easier. Sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I think I would want a trial by judge because that's one person. I mean, I guess...
Versus,
I don't know. A jury, you got to have... But yeah. imagine all the shit that, you know, they had to look over. And they only had a year, less than a year because, you know, you're trying to pick people to be on the jury. You're picking certain people. And another thing, she was in a very... they moved it to a very conservative town.
Kerrville, Texas.
Yeah.
Very conservative.
Let me just tell you, Texas is a very conservative state.
Texas is a conservative state altogether, yeah.
Because that's where George Bush is from. So, let me just say that.
That's where all the celebrities are moving that are, like, sick of California's shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like Joe Rogan and all them.
Yeah.
They're all moving to Texas.
Yeah. I like Texas. It was pretty. I just don't like hurricanes and shit. So, I'm not trying to...
There's hurricanes in Texas?
Oh, fuck yeah. Down there by the...
I'm really bad with geography.
No, you're fine.
I don't feel like there's even an ocean in Texas.
Oh, yeah. It's all over the Gulf of Mexico.
That's true.
But they ended up, you know, basically, they couldn't prove, you know. They couldn't. I think that with all the information they had, it was just too much. It got weighted down. They didn't see the pictures. One juror, after he convicted her, you know, he come back and said the same thing. If I would have seen those pictures of her bruises on her hands,
mm-hmm.
on the top of her fucking hands, even the arm cut yeah. was a defense cut.
Yep.
I mean, she had bruises
underneath. It went to the bone.
Because it's like she's fighting like this.
Yeah.
Who the fuck was on top of her? We don't know. Do you think it was Darren? I don't think... That's where I start thinking that it had to be somebody. There was a serial killer.
I kind of think that it might have been like Darren was behind it, but maybe he hired somebody.
But didn't ask him for a day, didn't tell him, and maybe something got... But that still don't make sense.
But then, what doesn't make sense to me is the fact that...
Maybe they seen her laying on the couch and they wanted to rape her.
The boy's injuries were a lot more
yeah.
serious than hers. And like, if you try to think... In the head of, like, someone who's, like, breaking in someone's house.
Why the fuck are you stabbing the kids that many
times
anyway?
They weren't obviously there for jewelry or...
Yeah, they passed...
Because all the shit was still there.
Yeah.
So they weren't there to rob her. So, like...
What were they there for?
Think of yourself, like, put yourself in the shoes of, like, the intruder. And
okay.
let's say that, like, you get inside and you see a mom and you see two boys sleeping on the ground. if you are like thinking like, oh, I'm gonna kill these people, who would you go after first? The mom. The mom. Right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't go after the kids first.
I don't know. I think I would go after the kids because they're loud and would wake the mom up, who's gonna fight me more. Or wake anybody else up in the house.
Hold on. You're saying the kids would be loud, like if you killed the kids first, they would be loud and woke up the mom?
No, like what if I was trying to kill the mom and the kids woke up screaming
while I
was killing the mom and woke the dad up? But you would have to know there's a fucking man there.
Exactly.
So they had to be watching. Somebody had to be stalking and watching. Sexual predators do that.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual predators have seen Darlie out somewhere. We don't know. Also, there was a somebody on the same street that said there was a black car that was set outside there in front of her house a couple times that it was mentioned. Nobody ever did leads on that.
That's the thing. Yeah, they totally, completely ruled it out within the first 30 minutes of being on the fucking crime scene. And that's why I think that's why she's in fucking prison right now, because they were lazy and they
Okay, so Darlie said the guy walked through her garage, and so they see that he went out the window, okay? If he went out the window, right next to the window was a gate to put you out to the side yard, okay? Mm-hmm. It was heavy as fuck, okay? Like, it was a janky little gate. They always said something was wrong with that gate. It was fucked up. It was heavy. It was fucked up. That, and there was a motion detector light. When the cops went through that gate, the motion detector light clicked on. They said in the short amount of time that motion detector light, they had it tested that if somebody walked through that gate like they said, that motion detector light would still have been on and not come on when they walked through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's shit like no dust was discovered.
Window.
Yeah, but how the fuck, how did they know that? I didn't see no fucking dust down there.
First,
did you?
The first thing was they said they tried to say that the screen was cut from the inside.
Yeah.
Then they were like, okay, it wasn't cut from the inside, it was cut from the outside.
Right.
But then they were like, okay, well, there's mulch underneath that window, so the mulch would have been disturbed. But if you actually look at the fucking window, there's no goddamn mulch underneath there.
There isn't. It's
there's
concrete.
Mulch like 2 feet away the window, and then it's all concrete.
Like that whole backside of that window is windows.
And then
yeah,
Darren, the father, ended up demonstrating how you could get in and out or into the house without disturbing the dust on the windowsill. You could literally just like take 1 foot, put it in the house, and then like duck underneath the window, and that was it. There was nothing that the windowsill didn't have to be touched in order for you to get into that house.
What about this? Let's say that it was an intruder and they had done things that day. What if the intruder was already in the house? That's a big enough house.
Do you mean like the intruder had gotten into the house earlier that day
or
and just
had
stayed
multiple
there?
Times. Yeah. Maybe.
Until they were sleeping.
Anything. I mean, at this point, anything is possible. Now that my theory, I don't believe that she's guilty. Herself. Would she have been guilty if maybe they planned it and had somebody else do it? I still don't think that she did any of that. Her husband, I'm still not 100% convinced that he didn't have anything to do with it.
Feel like he was properly investigated.
And I feel like she had to go along with him because she would have never seen her son Drake in jail if she didn't agree that he was innocent. Because in one of the things, they were questioning him, do you still believe your husband? And she just looked up. She's like, yeah. But she said she divorced Darren because she found out that he had scheduled, you know, somebody to come, you know, rob the house.
Mm-hmm.
So what if, you know, let's put ourselves in the mind of, like you said, let's say it was an intruder. Okay, you come in the house, or we're gonna be an intruder that's been stalking her.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly, you're gonna kill the kids first because you're gonna want to have your way with her. The husband's upstairs.
I see that, yeah.
You're not trying to kill everybody. It just happened that way. You come in, you want her. Mm-hmm. And when you're sexually deprived, you see two boys laying there. Maybe they woke up. Maybe that's why he killed them. Who knows? She was fucking out of it because she smoked some weed. She did had some sleeping pills. Probably there was some just some fucking meds. All right? Yeah. Probably we don't know if she was drinking. I don't think her toxicology. I don't think she was drinking. But let's just say that she fucking overslept, or he could have chloroformed her. That makes more sense to me. Makes sense.
Did they not test her for any of that? They didn't test
the sock or nothing.
No, I'm saying they didn't test her, like, her system for drugs.
It wouldn't. They ran a toxicology, but it had been. I think there's a timeline or time limit on chloroform.
Because it's inhaled.
Because it's inhaled. And if it wasn't a lot, but just enough, it probably wouldn't show up. I don't know. I'm pretty sure somebody would tell me when this is over, but in my opinion, I feel like he chloroformed her, may have killed the kids first, went to rape her, maybe she woke up, fought back, and that's what makes her in and out. So the last part she and the only thing she does remember, that's why her memory's so fucked up. She don't know if she was fighting all over that house. She don't know if she was fighting all over that house. She don't know if the kids were stabbed. But that don't make sense because the kids, maybe the kids were sleeping because they had an 8-minute window. Like I said, one of the kids had an 8-minute window where he could have been alive. And he was alive for a moment, but then within 8 minutes, he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
So my theory is that maybe she fought around the house. Maybe she was still up when the kids... Maybe she woke up and seen the guy and he was, like, kept her quiet, whatever. Chloroformed her fucking ass. She don't remember. She's fighting all over the fucking house. That would explain why things are the way they are to me. It's like a fucking puzzle to me. I gotta figure it out. And the only logical explanation I got is that it's fucking Darren. But he didn't have no wounds on him. You would think that he would have wounds holding her down, the bruises she had.
You mean you think he was the one that came down and killed the kids and then tried to kill her?
Yeah. If we go with that, or it's an intruder.
I honestly don't think that if he had anything to do with it, I don't think that he was the one that actually did it.
Right.
I think he hired somebody to do it for him. Do
you
think he hired
somebody to come in to kill them all? Or do you think he hired somebody to come in to scare, like, steal shit, but they didn't realize they were downstairs? But if he hired someone, wouldn't he have told them, not tonight, or don't come, or don't do this because they're there?
Yeah.
Or he just didn't
care. I mean, like, if you were really smart, you would be like, okay, come to my house when I'm not fucking home.
And you know what? That makes sense because his Jaguar wasn't in the driveway like it normally is.
Huh.
And they were in the garage, both of them.
Both their cars?
Yeah. One was in the shop, one was in the garage, so it looked like, from an outsider view, that Darren wasn't home. So that does make a little bit of some more sense of why it could be an intruder that he hired. Or it could have been a creepy guy in the car. Or they could be the same person. Creepy guy in the car could be somebody that Darren hired just to break into his house. He sees his fucking wife, realizes, I have my own fucking agenda. I want to rape her.
Yeah.
Or she's hot. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe he told him, you can have your way with my wife, whatever.
But I will say...
Or I just had a whole brand new motherfucking theory. So I just remembered in the motion of discovery, she was on a lot of antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the antibiotics she was on was kind of to cure an STD. Yeah. It was Augmentin, which it's either... You either have Augmentins for like UTIs and sometimes an ear infection.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of two other ones. Finnergan was another one. There were two other ones. And it just kind of clicked in my head when I said that. But what if...
Finnergan is what you take when you have an STD?
When you're nauseous. No. You take Finnergan when you're nauseous.
Oh, but, yeah. I knew that. I didn't know if it was like...
No. But you take it with Augmentin and stuff when you... Because it's a strong antibiotic. And a lot of penicillin.
So you're saying that she was cheating on him?
No. I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, if she had an STD, then she was cheating on him.
Maybe they
were
swingers.
Or he was cheating on her.
Maybe they were swingers and he set up to have her, like, a rape scenario and not realize it turned into that. It could be a multitude of things. But then that wouldn't discover a lot of things. Or they could have both planned it.
Yeah, they could have both been on it together.
And that makes some sense to me, too.
But it really... But does it, though? Because, like, what is the motive? $10,000?
Right. Yeah, and you're gonna
spend that to bury them.
You gotta really trust someone because they're not gonna. Especially, you can't testify against your husband anyway.
And I always found it really weird how if they say that she was the one that killed the kids, why did she not kill the baby too?
Yeah,
because the baby would have been the most of a burden on her,
yeah, right? Exactly.
Than the older two. So why would she just specifically after them two?
Actually, no.
No.
Older kids are a lot more difficult than babies. Once you get them, he was 7 months old. He was right at that stage where you were sleeping through the night. It's kind of more peaceful. They're not up running around yet. They're mm-hmm. crawling a little bit, but they're not fucking everywhere yet. At 7 months, they're still in one spot. With the other kids, you're moving around. She was also really depressed because about her weight. She was trying to lose all of her weight that she just had with Darren.
Yeah.
Which could lead into the whole she snapped and fucking killed them. There's a lot of theories, and I think we touched base on every one that there possibly is out there. So we have Darren as the main killer. Or Darren hired somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was fucking Darlie that snapped. There's no fucking in between. But there's a lot of evidence going against...
Or it was an actual intruder.
Or, which is like an 85% chance to me. Seems like it was a spur of the moment. Fucking somebody breaking in.
Yeah.
Realized that...
A burglary gone wrong.
Because there
but
was...
But then at the same time, you feel like, wouldn't they, even if the burglary... I can't say that word.
If it's one person...
Even if it went wrong, do you think they would still not take the shit that was just sitting there? You know what I mean? Like
maybe
the jewelry and stuff? And they were just
ran.
Like, fuck it.
They probably jumped in, was going to rape her, or going to do those things, but shit got out of hand, they ran back out. Maybe he didn't have nothing to do with it. Maybe it was just an intruder who seen a big house, no car out front, had cased it the day before or a couple days before, and you know that it's a mother, and you never see the dad because he's at work. You just scared the fucking shit out of me. So you basically just see, you know, your mother and two kids.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see a baby. Because if she's outside playing with the kids, 9 times out of 10, her baby's probably inside, laying down, sleeping, taking a nap. So what if a intruder just drove by casing it, and he only sees a big titty blonde bitch with two fucking kids, and they think that her husband like travels? Why are you in this big house? They don't know that much shit. They weren't the internet back then.
Yeah,
that makes kind of more sense to me. I just prove reasonable doubt in every situation right here. That's how you know you shouldn't have casted death on somebody right there, or them be charged with it, because right every scenario that we did is something that could have happened, and that's reasonable doubt.
Right.
So the foul, it should have been acquitted, shouldn't even have been guilty. Mistrial is 100% guilty.
Anything.
Yeah. But so, yeah, it seems like more of an intruder, and there was before we, you know, in this there was a serial killer back then, and he did actually. Break into his name's Tommy.
Was it around the area?
Yes, he did Texas. Even here in Lexington, he did a 13-year-old kid.
What was his name?
Tommy something. Hold on a second. I gotta look it up. I have it on my Hold on a moment. I looked it up last night. Tommy Lynn Sells. So Tommy Lynn Sells was a serial killer, and he raped. And his number of victims is between, like, 22. He was arrested January 2nd of 2000. And he was accused of killing a lady, a little girl that was 13. And he was actually raped and molested a lot as a kid. And he was arrested in Texas. But he also killed somebody in Lexington, Kentucky. A girl. So, but you want to hear what his main... case was
what
he broke into somebody's house just because, stabbed and killed her kid and left. And the mom went to prison for life, and finally when he was arrested after she had been in there some years, he admitted that it was him. He told them everything that he did, and she ended up getting acquitted.
What murder was this?
Hold on 1 second.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so this came, I was on Reddit, and oh my God, if you love true crime, Reddit is where you need to be.
Yeah, I'm on Reddit.
I am always on Reddit. So he was just a mean motherfucker. He broke into a house and stabbed this girl, slit this one girl's throat and tried to run and get her to, you know, he was going to kill her, but she took off running, throat bleeding and everything, and finds, you know, help. Hold on a second. All right. Let's see.
It says he committed his first murder at age 15 after breaking into a house. While in the house, he claims to have discovered a man performing fellatio.
Or a child performing
AKA a blowjob.
Yeah.
On basically, a boy. And killed the man in a fit of rage.
Yes. Basically, he said that he walked in on a man getting head from a kid. Mm-hmm. And he snapped. And if you don't know what fellatio is, it's kind of like where you're sitting, both sitting, looking ahead, and they just lean over and kind of give you head.
Is that like a different type? Fellatio is like a different type of blowjob?
I thought
fellatio was just a blowjob.
Right.
I didn't think it was a type of blowjob.
It's kind
of
like, say if you were sitting right here beside me and I just went down.
Yeah, I get that, but like that's a blowjob.
Right? I mean,
wait, what?
But when you Google fellatio, that picture is what comes up.
Oh, it is. Look at this. Look at fucking Wikipedia getting all graphic and shit.
Right.
Look at this.
I know. I seen it. It was a fucking thing.
That?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Right there. So kind of like you're leaned down.
Fellatio, also known as fellation, and in slang as blowjob, BJ, giving head, or sucking off.
Wow. We have turned into the dark side.
Cute.
Okay, oops. So Tommy Lynn Sells, he was a drifter, and they called him the cross-country killer.
Because he went through a bunch of different towns.
He would go through different towns just killing people. And that's the worst kind. But he was basic, but I'm trying to find the, he spent his time, like, on his execution. He was, like, he basically, you know, told them, you know, everything they needed to know about the killings. But also, he was one of those people that took credit for some that he didn't do. But a lot of it is, this is where it comes in. You know, Tommy Lynn Sells, he was around that area in Texas in the 90s.
Yep.
Well, who's to say it wasn't him? Who's to say he didn't fucking just, you know, he wanted to rape. He was molested as a kid, which made him made him aggravated at kids and want to hurt kids. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm going to go with that she was basically attacked by an intruder. I don't think she murdered her kids.
I don't either.
There's no evidence to me. Now, the things that made me did think it was when there was blood on the sink washed off. Because I was like, there's no way that can be anything else than what it is. Except somebody else did it.
Yeah, there are other cases that have. Because a lot of me, think about it. Like,
if you got the time and you don't know somebody's upstairs sleeping.
Exactly. If you're going to murder somebody.
That's why it sounds
like
more.
You're going to try to cover it up. You're not just going to, like, leave your fucking fingerprints everywhere and shit.
It sounds more like a intruder more than I talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't. How do you not know that there's a man upstairs and a baby? We don't know why she was left alive, but I think she wasn't meant to be left alive. We don't know why somebody would just come in and kill her kids so crazy. That's what people can't get around their brains. They think, well, why was they stabbed so bad?
Right, and she wasn't.
Because one of the kids, and you know what's crazy, and it could have been just a crazy fucking person who had some, like, just related to a six-year-old is why the six-year-old Devin had more stab wounds. He had six. From laying on his chest, he had six stab wounds to his chest. And, I'm sorry, he had two. Devin, the one that was laying on his back, had two stab wounds, one to the chest, and it killed him instantly. That's the one that they tried to do CPR on, but blood was flying everywhere. Damon was the one that tapped her on the shoulder that kind of brought her to. He was the one that lived a little longer and had six stab wounds through his back. So he was laying on his stomach. I just don't understand. I think that none of these cases that I don't think we understand, period. Mm-mm. So it's kind of like a fucking sad situation. So it's kind of like,
yeah,
what do you do? So you can go and research cases like this, and you will see that most 9 times out of 10, if she gets acquitted for this, if that DNA comes back and it's somebody, for one, she's got a case. For two, the only thing that's going to get her out of prison is somebody else's DNA.
Right.
Nothing else.
Yeah. And even if she does, they could still get her on
the second one. They can always say she accompanied, and they can always say it was somebody she knew and she set it up.
Yep.
I've noticed in cases like this and Stephen Avery and other things like that, that when they've gone to an extent to prove that they're fucking right, they're going to go through with it. They're not going to give a fuck. It's not about you being innocent or guilty. The only fucking way that they're ever going to be off of, that she's ever going to get out of there, is clemency. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called? If a sitting president lets her out. So if a sitting president lets her out, then that's...
We're looking at you, Trump.
Yes, Trump. We think that you can do this. Comment on my page when I share this video, podcast, or whatever. Let me know your thoughts. What do you think? Do you think that she's guilty? Do you think she had an accomplice? Or do you think that she don't know anything about it? Also, don't make no stupid-ass fucking comments like, she's guilty and not know nothing about the case. I hate that. Don't you hate that when they don't know? They just go off.
They just go off what everybody says.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's when I first saw this case. That's what I felt at first.
Right.
I went off of what everybody said, and I was like, "Oh, she killed him, definitely."
Right. I thought it first. Yeah.
But then I watched the fucking ABC 2020 episode about this case, and I was hearing a lot of, like, from what, like, the jurors were saying, and I just kind of felt like maybe she's not guilty, and now right. I'm kind of more leaning towards she's not guilty, but there are still some things that don't add up. I don't really have a 100% like for sure stance on this case, even after all this.
Because I might change my mind tomorrow. Sure. Yeah,
exactly.
That's how it is with this case. You're just like, I listened to like 70 fucking different documentaries, and most of the information is the same information, but every here and there you get
a little bit of different information, and you're like, wait a minute. Okay, this bitch is guilty. Yeah, but then something else will happen. You're like, well, they just fucking made that up, or you know what I mean? Or they. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think all in all, one thing everybody can agree on is that it was a shitty police job.
It was a very shitty police job. The crime scene technicians don't need to have jobs.
Yeah.
Then what do you do in those situations also? I will end this podcast tonight by saying thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to us.
For being alive and not being murdered.
And not trying to murder your whole family. I mean, that's pretty cool, too, that you made it through the day without feeling like you needed to harm anybody. I want to let everybody know that this podcast is sponsored by Oliver Red Wine. Sweet drizzle taste. That crimps down your throat and lets you know that you're still alive.
And that you might not be tomorrow.
Yeah, so live your days.
Sponsored by Oliver.
Sponsored by Oliver. Goodbye. No.
See ya.
Bye.